Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
On 963 Triple M, later on today, $920 cold hard cash could be yours with Triple M's secret song. But right now, more sport to talk about. Milo is back in the studio. G'day again, mate.
Morning, Ewan. I'm waiting for Secret Sound to come back and then the frogs under the pillows for birthdays. Good morning, my era out there. Nothing new under the sun. And I reckon that's in the big book somewhere. Now, the Kazet Real Pioneers, they're going to be our interstate basketball team who will take on the teams in Adelaide in the South Australian Premier League this season. Well, they get their first hit out in terms of trial games. Millicent Basketball Association, the 14 men's challenge tonight over there at Peter Seabone Stadium, and they will do battle with South Adelaide Panthers, Woodville Warriors and Werribee Devils. All starts for the Kazet Real Pioneers tonight at 6:30 when they take on the Packers. I suppose they're called the Packers even though they're the Warriors. We'll remember them as the Packers, of course, in the footy terms. And then on Saturday at 8:15pm the Pioneers will play Werribee Devils, who play in the Big V comp in Victoria. And on Sunday 12:15pm, the Panthers from South Adelaide will do battle with the Mount Gambier Pioneers. Now, obviously, very early days, and the squad, and there's some familiar faces. Tom Daly, Capitani, Eric Burden, one of the imports from America, Dejar Dixon, big boy, 6'7", and he's a real project player. Now, the other Daly boy, Sam, and our marquee recruit from the US of A, Kentrell Barclay. Now, I don't know if he's related to Charles Barclay. If he can play half as good as him, we'll have a good player. Now, they both haven't turned up yet, so we'll keep an eye out for them. Now, it's going to be a weekend for the rookies, so good luck to all these lads. Matty Black from Narracourt, Malik McCour, Mitch Hunter, Braden Uzi, Jaden Lawrence, who's only 16, but 6'5", so he's a big unit coming through. And, of course, Kyle Tippany, he's going to help out tonight. And, of course, he's off to Gladstone. We wish him all the best in Queensland and their state competition. And welcome back, he's got his premiership in footy at East Gambier, Brad Rathjen. And I know Richard Hill will be cock-a-hoop about that. And, of course, Lockie Hunter will help out, and he was part of the squad last year. And he's off to Adelaide shortly to uni, and no doubt he'll find a club, and we'll hear about that. He might even end up playing against the Pioneers. There you go. Now, in terms of Veolia Limestone Women's Football League, Sunday is their second game, which is round three. 10:30 over there at Moleseed Park, South versus Glencoe, North versus Cass and Sanford, East versus Penola. And then we have the K&T face-off. New team, the Northern Tigers Mundalla versus reigning premiers, the Southern Tigers Colby Bylote. And the Westport, the combination, will do battle on one of their home grounds against Millicent at 3:30 to finalise the day. Now, we're talking footy, Kybe's men's teams, the Jungle Drums are telling me that the SNFL have given them an almighty whack. The club, of course, and that's for alleged breaches of the salary cap, in particular paying signing on fees. And the word is there'll be penalties handed out to the club and individuals, fines, suspensions and loss of player points for the 2019 season. So we'll stay posted for the official release there. Now, stay tuned, because I mentioned his name. Uno Supremo, coach of the Kazet Real Pioneers, Richard Hill. We'll have a chat to him later. No doubt he's looking forward to a new-look team in a new era.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking sport. And we're talking interstate sport this morning because the Kazet Real Pioneers will now be joining the SA Premier League. With those teams up in the big smoke, and they'll come down here during the season as well. Some things don't change. The man at the helm is still in charge, the coach. Good morning, Richard Hill.
How you doing, Milo?
Good, good. Now, Hill, you often hear me say, sport like life never stops testing us. Now, the test that was presented to you and the Pioneers hierarchy in terms of your sporting career was a pretty big one, saying you've got to change leagues.
Oh, massive. Been a massive. It's only about 7 weeks ago. We didn't even know whether we were going to be playing at all. You know, working with the guys at training yesterday and going through some of that stuff. And, yeah, it's just basically we're excited just to be playing, which is a bit weird because we've had tremendous success for a long time. But just to be have a lifeline and be able to keep the club alive is just something that we weren't sure was going to happen. So we're relieved, excited, and our club's done an enormous amount of work. You know, I'm so proud of what our club's been able to do over the last 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, big tick for community and people getting behind a cause, and we only look ahead. Now, for you, it's a bit of a return to sender, because I know you had success with the Eastern Mavericks 2004, I think, taking out the pennant up there. And since then, you've had a really good look into Siebel. Just in a broad brush, Hilly, just a comparison of the standard between the two comps.
Okay, yeah, no, that's an interesting one, Milo. And, I would like to think of people that, like, the Seabowl is a tremendous competition. Easily the second best competition in Australia and, very high level. It's a state league in Adelaide. The top four or five teams would certainly compete with the middle of the road, bottom half of the Seabowl. The championship was won by the Southern Tigers last year, and they beat the Forestville Eagles, who had 336s plus an import player. It's still pretty high level. Just the depth of talent's not quite the same, and probably the professionalism is probably not quite the same as well. So top competition. Not Siebel, certainly not, but still high level. Our fans are going to see some tremendous games out at the Ice House, so I have no doubt about that.
Now, it all starts, and it's the Millicent 14 Men's Challenge starts tonight and continues Saturday and Sunday as well, and no doubt Peter Seabohm at his own stadium and all his helpers will do a great job, as they've done every year. It'll be South Adelaide Basketball Club, Woodville Warriors, along with Werribee Devils, who play in the Big V comp. They haven't been invited into the Elite League, so that'll be interesting to see how they show. And of course, our own Kaztec Rural Pioneers. Now, I know in terms of your squad, and keeping in mind it is a series of trial games, no Daly double, because Sam Daly hasn't lobbed yet, and our marquee recruit, Kentrell Barclay, he hasn't arrived. But other than that, familiar faces: Tom Daly, Eric Burden, the newie, Dejar Dixon. And Hilly, would I probably be right to say Dejar Dixon's going to be a bit of a project type development player as a young fella?
Well, as an import, he is. He was pretty raw. Like, he was actually out of high school. He was recruited out of high school into college he's looking to be an NFL player or whatever we call it these days, gridiron, whatever they call it over there. But he chose basketball, so he started basketball late. So some of his skills need a little refining, but. I recruited him on the basis of all the film I watched. He had an unbelievable motor engine. Like, he goes all the time. He's a really good athlete. He's a little bit of an outlandish character. So that'll be good for us, because we've got a lot of quiet guys. I really like him. And, he is a bit of a project, but, like, I love the way that project's already tracking after a couple of weeks here.
Okay, you've seen him come and go, so you're a pretty good judge, I'd say, by now. Now, Kyle Tippen, he's going to help out tonight, and, of course, he's heading off to Gladstone later on. We wish him all the best with that. Now, it's going to be a weekend for the rookies, and one door shuts sometimes, another one opens. Matt Black, a young fella going places from Narracourt. Malok McCoy, Mitch Hunter, Braden Uzi, a big fella who's played in America College and also Canada, so it's going to be interesting to see how he shapes in this sort of level. Jaden Lawrence, a 16-year-old, 6'5", and of course Lockie Hunter will obviously help out on the weekend. But the one I'm pleased about, East Gambia Premiership player Brad Rastian, he's returned to the fold, and obviously he's hungry to play basketball again, Hilly.
Yeah, he is. Like, I'm not sure you're pleased about this, Milo. You don't want to lose one of your Easties, but I know you're also passionate about your Pioneers. So, look, we feel like we lent Brad to Aussie Rules for a couple of years. Like, he was sort of between a rock and a hard place in terms of as kids go through that period, he wasn't 100% sure what he wanted to do, and he spent all of his young life doing basketball. I think he's rejuvenated. He's fired up. He's really keen to get back into basketball, and he could be a high level player. I have no doubt about that. Like, he's an exceptional sportsman. I've seen him play footy, and he's pretty good at football. But I can promise those football people that are disappointed to see him leave that game that he is a much, much better basketball player.
Coach Richard Hill, Cats at Real Pioneers. It all starts tonight over there at the Peter Seabohm Stadium with the Millicent Four-Team Challenge. If you want to see some good basketball and just get a bit of an input into what the Pioneers are going to be up against, head over there and have a look. Richard, all the best. We'll catch up and talk regularly during the season.
Good on you, Milo. Yeah, I just encourage some of our fans that want to duck over and see some of the young lads and our new import play. Good opportunity at Millicent on tonight and Saturday, Sunday.
Thanks, Helly.
Good on you, mate. Cheers.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.